Va'oitzem einav meroisbera. Yeshaya Navi talked about the madrega of someone that is nizer and shmir seinayim, that he doesn't look at something that he's not supposed to look at. And Rabbi Barabba teached, he said, it's referring specifically to a person she'ein mestakel benoshim, who does not look at the noshim, b'shosh she'im desalakvisa, while they're washing their clothing. At that point, the women tend to be in a compromised position from a tznius perspective, and if someone is an oitzem einav merois birah, it's a chashivas. But the Gemara said, I don't understand. Heichidami, meaning, more specifically, this person that has this temptation maybe to look and he doesn't look, that Yeshaya Novi prays, what were the specifics? Meaning, if this person didn't necessarily have to even be in this matz of Nisayan, if he wanted to go another way, he could have gone another way, then Rashahu, then he's a Rasha. Meaning, even if he's miskaber on his Yetzirah, he's still a Rasha, because who asked you to put yourself in a matzav of Nisayin? You put yourself in a matzav of Nisayin, and then you overcome your Nisayin. We're going to give you praise, we're going to sing your accolades. No, you're a Rasha for putting yourself in that situation. Elamai, there was no Darka Achrina, so what was he supposed to do? Wasn't he a Ninus? Gemara says it's talking about where there was no Darka Achrina, Vafilu Wachi, there is an Indian. You could be more careful, less careful, and Yeshaya Novi is praising the person that's a little bit more careful. But one thing you see from here, that it's not okay for a person to put himself in a situation where there may be a Nisayan, specifically in this area of histaklus v'arayas, or arayas in general, and he can't make a cheshbin that I'm going to be okay, I'll be an oitzim einav merois bera. Ibit de'ika darka achrina, says the Gemara, this person is really a Rasha. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rab Chanina v'Rab Yonas and Avikazli b'Orcha. Rab Chanina and Rab Yonas, they were once traveling together. They were walking down the road. Mati lahanu trei shvili. And they came to a fork in the road, meaning they were able to go right, they were able to go left. Now it seems that whether they went right or left, they were going to end up in their destination. But at the same time, they had shnei shvilim. There were two paths that they were able to take. Chad potzi apischa avodas kechavim. One of these paths was going to pass a beis avodas zarah. The chad potzi apischa the beis zaynis, and the other one was going to pass a beis zaynis. Amalei chad chavrei. So one told his friend, "Nezel apischa avodas kechavim." I think the appropriate thing to do is to go by the path that's going to force us to pass the base of Avodah Zarah. Why? The Nachas Yitzrei. Because we know that the Anshei Knesset HaGdol in the beginning of Ayasheni, in the times of Ezra, they already were poyel that they shechted the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. So there's no Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. If there's no Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, so we have nothing to worry about. What? You're going to feel this temptation to walk into a base of Avodah Zarah? It's not going to happen. There are no such Nisyonis anymore. So I think it makes more sense. So the other one said, I think to the contrary, I think we should pass the Beis Zaynis. And let's overcome our Yetzirah. It's like this, we'll get schar. We're not going to get schar for passing the Beis Avodah Zarah and not walking in. But we will get schar for passing the Beis Zaynis and not walking in. Either way, they dueled it out a little bit and they decided they're going to go past the Beis Zaynis. So the Gemara says, Kimatu Hasam, when they passed the Beis Zaynis, Chazinu L'Zaynis, they saw the Zaynis, Iskenu Mikamayu, and they saw that the Zaynis, although they were soliciting every person that would walk by, but not these two tzaddikim. Amalei, so the one that said, let's go by the Beis Avodah Zarah, told his friend, Minalacha, meaning it seems like you knew that this was going to somehow play itself out the right way. How did you know it? Amalei told him, I know from a pasuk in Mishlei, Mezima Tishmar Alecha, Tfuna Sitz Nereka Ayin Sham. The bottom line is, in this Gemara, it's Mavur, that there was a machlokes amayram the chatchila, Rab Chanin and Rab Yonis. We don't know who said what, but one held you go by the base of Avodah Zarah, the other one held you go by the base Zaynis. What's the merit to go by the base Zaynis? There's going to be a taiva, there's going to be a yetzara, but we're going to overcome the yetzara, and like this, we're going to get schar. And at the end of the day, that prevailed, and it seemed like that was okay. So at first glance, I think, how does it stem with our Gemara? Our Gemara said, Ibe de'ika darka achrina, Roshahu. He's a Rosha, even if he overcomes his Yetzara, which would seem to blatantly contradict this Gemara. Now, the truth is, B'muscho Rishon, it's not so shver. The reason it's not so shver is because they were stuck, right? They had to go right or left. They had shnei shvilim. And really, either way they went, it wasn't going to be good. Either way they were going to pass a Beis Avodah Zarah, or they were going to pass a Beis Zaynis. Now, to pass a Beis Zaynis is not good. Why? because obviously they're putting themselves into a matzav of nesayin. But the passive base of avodah zarah is also not good. And Tosfos brings, based on a pasuk, they now get too close to a base of avodah zarah. So really, they had to pick their poison. Because they had to pick their poison, oh, so now it's already a bechin of like a dark achrina, right? Should we go by the base of avodah zarah, or should we go by the base zaynus? But in our gemara, where the person can go one way and there's no nesayinus, and he decides to go in a way where there are going to be nesayinus, so then there's already an inyan that even if he overcomes his Yetzirah, ibet ikadark achrina, rasha karasle. And that's the chayre pashup shot, the way you're supposed to learn this gemara. Stating that, it's yidua in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that really, this inyan of putting yourself into a matziv of nesayin and hoping to overcome it, obviously feeling that you're in a place that you could overcome it, actually is a madrega in avodas Hashem. And one marimakim to this is the Chedushei Arim. And this is in Parshas Vayeshev in the Sefer Lekutei Arim, where he says a davar nifla. We know that the pasuk says that Eshes Potifar was very much being ma'anis and soliciting Yosef HaTzadik to do an aveira. And the pasuk says, "Vayika yemaze, vayovay habaisa lasis malachte." The Gemara says, "Masachta soita daf lamed vav mebeis," that there was a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar once said that what did it mean lasis malachte? It meant malachte mamish. Whatever his job was, every day he went to do his job. It was just another day. The Chad Amar, but the other one said, "What does it mean lasis malachte? Lasis tzrochavimo." He was actually going to do an aveira. What happened? He saw dmust yuknei shalaviv, and because he saw dmust yuknei shalaviv, like this, he was able to overcome his Yetzar. And everyone asked the same kasha, that why would either Rav or Shmuel be choshed Yosef HaTzadik of being lasis malachtoi to do an aver? In fact, the pashup shot sounds like lasis malachtoi. We know he was an arbiter, he was a worker, he was an eved. That's what he was being forced to do. So it's Yosef Mestaber, the lasis malachtoi meant he was going to do what his job was, what he was obligated to do. Yet, Chazal said, from Achoikis Rav and Shmuel, that Chad Amar, one man Amar says, no, he was actually going to do an Aver. So the Chedush Arim said, that Avada, that's Poshit, then nobody is saying that Yosef HaTzadik was going to do the Avera. So what then does it mean when the Gemara says Chad Amar, he was going last in Strachavim? So Hebrew says, based on this Gemara, Mesachta Zavayda Zara Daf Yudzayin, that you see Rab Chanin and Rab Yonis, and they debated hashkafically, is it better for a person to stay far away from a matzav of nesayin? Or fakir, it's better to go into the matzav of nesayin and know and do everything you can do to overcome the matzav of nesayin. The mandama that said that what was Yosef HaTzadik going to do? He was going to do Malachtei Mamish. He held there's no way in the world that Yosef HaTzadik was going anywhere near this Nesayin. No, he was an arbiter. He had to do what he had to do. Oh, but the man that said that it was Las Yisroch of Imo said the Chedusherim Avada didn't mean that he was literally going to do an Aveira. Chalila, he would never go to do an Aveira. So what does it mean that he was going Las Yisroch of Imo? Las Yisroch of Imo means he was going to put himself in the Nesayin. Ke'ilu, I want to be tempted right now, but I'm going to overcome my Nesayin. And he said that you find was the avoid of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was Masalsel Besaroi. He was Pitpeit B'Yitzroi, because Yosef HaTzadik believed that that's the right way in Avodas Hashem. That the right way in Avodas Hashem is like that one mandama in Mesachtes Avodah Zarah, that fakir, you bring on the fight with the Yetzirah, and you're going to overcome the Yetzirah. Who came to save him, said the Chedush Arim? Yaakov Avinu. Why did Yaakov Avinu come to save him? He said, because Yaakov Avinu, his Avodah was a whole different Avodah. Yaakov Avinu was an Ishtam, he was Yoshev Ahalin, he was Bahaltin, like the Vilna Goyen said, Echzichnish Kuntzin. He has no problem being in a corner somewhere and doing that type of Avodah. Not like his father Avram, for sure not. And even not like Yitzchak. But his Avodah was to be an Ishtam Yoshev Ahalin. He sought most Yuknoi Shalaviv. And that's why he was nitzel. But Al-Kuparim, you see, there is such an avoid. You see it in this Torah from the Chedush Arim, that there's an inyan that tzaddikim would sometimes, sounds like, even if there's a dark achrina, go into this matziv of Yetzirah. I'll tell you one interesting thing, and that is, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it was machloikis, Rav Chanina and Rav Yonasan. Should you pass the base Avodah Zarah, or should you pass the base Zoynas? Which is the more appropriate place to go? On the one hand, there's no taiva for Avodah Zarah. There is a taiva for the Beis Zoynus. But on the other hand, you're going to get schar when you're going to overcome that Yetzar. Now, the Gemara doesn't say who said what. The Gemara doesn't say, did Reb Chanina hold you should pass the base of Avodah Zarah and Rabbi Yonis in the Beis Zayinis, or is it vice versa? But in our Chabura, we've mentioned many, many times that Reb Reuven Margolis, Agoyin Agadol, he wrote a Sefer called Shem Oilam. And in Sefer Shem Oilam, he figures out every single time, Kemat, in Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Medrash, and all the Brises, where there's Machloikis Amayram, and the Gemara says Chad Omar, Chad Omar, but it's not clear who said what. So he was able to figure out who the Chad Omar was and who the Chad Omar was. This was his Avodah, something that he figured out. So on this Gemara, right here, Masech Tzavay Dezara, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's very, very poshut, who said what. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara of Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Alt, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shloisha, Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al B'chol Yoyim. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machriz, there's like a baskal, there's a ramkal about them every single day. Now this Machriz is in a very, very good way, in a very, very positive way. So, who are these three people that the Eibush is Machriz in a very positive way? Al Rava Kador Bekrach Ve'inoy Choyta. Someone that's a Bacher, and he lives in a city, in a very, very large city, with his a lot of Noshim, Ve'inoy Choyta, and he's able to overcome his Yetzar. Val Oni Amachzer Avedel Baleh, if an Arman finds an Aved and he's very tempted to keep it, he returns it anyways. Val Osher Hama'aseh Peroisa Betzina. And an Osher gives a lot of tzedakah, he gives his maestris, but he does a betzina. It's like this, people don't know about it. So the Gemara says like this, Tani Tana Kameh Rava V'Rav Safra. There was a Tana that said over this member for Rabbi Yochanan in the presence of Rav Safra, and Savu Pon of the Rav Safra. Rav Safra heard this, he was very, very happy. So it seems Rav Safra was a Ravok, and he was living in a big city, and he was a Nechaita, he was Rav Safra. So when he heard it, he was very excited. Amalei Rava, so Rava told him, Lav Kigoy Mar. We don't mean somebody like you. Eli, you know what we mean? Kigoy Rav Chanin of Rav Oshia. We mean someone like Rav Chanin of Rav Oshia. What was the difference? You sit and learn. You're in Bismedrish. You're in a big city. You're not a big city. You're in a Teva. You're protected. So because you're in a Bismedrish, you don't count. You don't have that Nisayan. Rab Chanin and Rab Oshia, that's what I'm referring to. Why? Da'ava Ushpechi Ba'arad Yisrael, because they were sandlers. That's what they were. They used to sell shoes in Eretz Yisrael. V'aviyasvi b'shuk of the Zoynis, and they would sit by the shuk of Zoynis. V'abdulu misani l'Zoynis, and they would make shoes for Zoynis. And the Zoynis would come, and they would look at them, but they would always look away, and they were never nichshol. They never looked at them, and kavachami, they never did an aver. So said Rava, you want to know who Rabbi Yochanan was referring to? Who's on this gevaldige madrega? It's going Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Oshia. That is referring to people like Rabbi Chanina, people like Rabbi Oshia. They're on that madrega. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Oshia. Zok, Reuven Margolis, you have a Gemara about the Zohar, Daf Yud Zayin. We're Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonis, and we're once walking. And there was a debate. One said, pass the base Zoynis and be Mekabel Schar. The other said, no way, you're crazy. Go by the base and have a Zohar. Like, this is not going to be an Nesoyin. Who said what? He says, it's Pashut who said what. He have a Mefurish Gemara, Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, where Rabbi Chanina himself was a Ravok that lived in a Kfar, and he sold shoes in a base Zoynis, and he used to interact with them, but at the same time, he was able to be Nichshos. It says, Reuven Margolis, this is easy. Also, Reuven Margolis is a hard. This, if you know Shas and you're a Charif, is easy. But the other ones are impossible, like this one.